Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Get it, New York City. As I speak, the generational Juan Soto just went deep. A two-run blast to bring the lead to only one. Tyler McGill had a rough first inning. The Make It Happen Mets made it happen last night late. Mauricio Mania is on. Maury. The sports are sportsing. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. But good grief, man. I was paralyzed. I couldn't move again. I don't know if I could do this for 4 to 6 weeks. Jazz is back. A back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. But I know what y'all want to do. I know what we got to do. I knew this afternoon what I was going to have to do tonight. Dang. New York, New York, the big city of dreams, but everything in New York ain't always what it seems. DJ AM. It was all a dream. That's crazy, bro. Tom Thibodeau got fired today. If you listen to me, I said run it back. If you listen to me, I said he's safe. This guy made progress. This season was a success. I told you that. He deserved, no, you don't deserve anything. Not in this NBA where Mike Malone is fired. We'll surely take a call where somebody suggests Queens get the money, Mike Malone coming through. Taylor Jenkins, you know. In the NBA and just in New York in general, results matter. And ultimately, if you don't get the result that only one team is going to get, you could get fired, you could get chopped, and even though I thought Tom Thibodeau was safe, it doesn't matter what any of us thought. There were a lot of people calling for his head the whole season and the postseason. There were a lot of people suggesting after they lost to the Pacers back-to-back years in the fashion that they lost, blowing game one, going to the bench in desperation, too little, too late, losing game six the way they got blown out, at the end of game six, that like, hey, it didn't work. This regime, the architect of this era, the Knicks, the old narratives about him came true again. Right? The joke that Kenny Smith put out there, oh, Tom Thibodeau wouldn't start nine guys in a baseball game. Wouldn't play nine guys in a baseball game, you know. The minutes police. Oh, he plays his guys too many minutes. They're going to be run down. They're going to be tired by the end of the season. Well, I guess you could say that. It sucks because if you're a Knicks fan, you did just have one of the best seasons of your life, and you have to be thinking right now, this was a mistake. And it will be a mistake if you take a step back. It will be a mistake if you don't get back to the Eastern Conference Finals, if you don't go to the finals next year, the year after that. But now anything goes. Now all bets are off. You fire the coach, anything can happen next. Jalen Brunson was on the mic after the game, and when they asked him about his head coach, he basically looked at him like, are you serious right now? Are you asking me about whether I think Tibbs is the right guy to lead us? Of course, yes. That's his man. I told you, Tom Thibodeau is safe with Rick Brunson and Jalen Brunson. Well, then whose decision was this? Because those two have been overruled. I don't think they wanted to see him go. I've seen him on the Roommates podcast. Rick is on his bench. This version of Jalen Brunson, we only realized and saw through Tom Thibodeau. How many post games did he go out there and fight for this guy, saying he doesn't get the foul calls he deserves? I mean, who you mad at? Leon Rose? I think this was above him as well. And it's funny because Leon Rose, we never hear from. Even in a day like today, with big news that shook the entire sports landscape, everybody weighed in today. It was one of those windows, right? The NBA needed something like this. The finals don't start for another 2 days. But this story, everybody chimed in. Every single pundit. We'll play some different clips tonight from different people. Some people called it, and some people got to peacock a little bit. See, I told you. But it's not really like that hot of a take to say, okay, the guy that lost to the Indiana Pacers twice, the guy that was stubborn and stuck in his ways in this modern-day NBA, they moved on from him, feeling like they needed a new voice, and they need somebody that's more modern and innovative, somebody that can put together a plan to beat the Pacers. I don't think that they decided to fire their head coach on Sunday. I think that this was percolating. I think that this was out there. I think that there were conversations about the Knicks being a second-round exit again this year and that being unacceptable. But that's what, you know, when I came on Sunday, I told you it was all a dream. It was all a dream for this team to be a championship team. It was all a dream for them to win the whole thing or even get to the finals. They were never elite. They were never expected to be where they got to. And I don't know. I feel like he deserves some credit for that. But then you got Jeff T going out there talking about he doesn't really coach guys. And there's so many little mistakes that we saw from him. I mean, not calling timeout in game one, letting that lead evaporate. Even how he handled that Pistons loss where Brunson and Hart didn't come off the bench and it's just tick, 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 tick. And he said it was a coach's decision. Whatever, they survived that. But, I mean, if he defeats the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals and not the second round, does that save his job? I don't know if anything was saving him because time is of the essence. And even though I feel like the writing is on the wall so much for the Knicks because I was going through the pattern, right? I went through the pattern with you guys yesterday as far as 2022, the Heat lose in the Eastern Conference Finals. 2023, they win the Eastern Conference Finals. 2023, the Celtics lose. 2024, they win. 2024, the Pacers lose. 2025, they win. 2025, the Knicks lose. It's setting up for 2026, the Knicks to be able to get to the finals. But they're going to try and get to the finals with a new voice, a new head coach, and probably a new team. And that's why I say all bets are off now. Go ahead and get Giannis then. Go ahead and get KD. Go ahead and get whoever. Change the team again. Because you just changed the leader of the team, the face of the team, and this isn't an easy decision. This is New York. And I heard comparisons to like Joe Girardi. You know, it's not easy to be the head coach of the Knicks, to deal with the media. I mean, I just mentioned Leon Rose. He doesn't even deal with the media. the city's one team, the one team that unites the city, he ducks the media completely. Whoever comes in and takes his job has to be prepared to deal with all that comes with it. Now, this is more pressure than ever. This isn't the bum-ass Knicks. Like, this is the Knicks who are expected to go to the finals next year. That is a lot. That's a high bar for a Johnny Bryant with no experience, who I know has been here, but, like, you can't expect him to come into the situation year one and get that done. Or even pivoting to a Mike Malone, who's a champion, but this is a whole different setting. This is not Denver. There's no Nikola Jokic on this team. Like, and they're putting names like Jeff Van Gundy out there. No second tours. Don't double back. Those good memories you have from Jeff Van Gundy, they'll be ruined. They'll be erased if he comes in here and they're a second-round exit next year. I don't know. Jay Wright, I don't think, is interested. I've seen Jay Wright in the Garden supporting the Villanova boys, but I don't know if he's interested. Like I said, this is a pressure cooker, yo. I don't know if he's interested in taking this job at this juncture. Anyway, even Van Gundy, he's got ties to Tibbs. Like, they have a relationship. Is he coming in and taking his job? I don't know who wants this job. They have to have somebody in mind. And I say that to say this. I think this is a Dolan decision, yo. The more I thought about it, I'm like, you know, like Leon Rose, I talked about Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau have to be in lockstep. They have to build a team and yada, yada, yada. Even after the game, Tom Thibodeau was talking about this is a big offseason for us. You know, we got the draft. We got free agency. We got to evaluate talent. We've got to develop talent. Like, he's planning. I made a joke on Twitter. I'm like, damn, they fired him. And he got the news in the film room looking over the Pacers series, trying to scheme and figure out how to beat the Pacers next year. So 888-808-1019. I know you want to talk about Tom Thibodeau. I know you want to talk about Tibbs. That's it. Pay some respects, though. Back-to-back 50-win seasons and a season that had y'all jumping up and down in the living room, a season that had y'all outside climbing on billboards and crowd surfing and throwing garbage at people. He was the head coach. It's not a guarantee the next head coach comes in here and gets you back to where you were. And we don't know what they're about to do with Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, Mitchell Robinson, Josh Hart. Josh Hart, we need an emergency roommate podcast. You and Big Body Brunson, we need to hear from you guys. I want to hear from you guys. 888-808-1019. The Yankees won. We are getting the ROI from RODON. Carlos Rodon, I appreciate you, Los. Turned into an ace. When we lost the ace in Gerrit Cole, this guy is finally giving us the return on investment. I don't know if you were just listening to Emmanuel Barbari talking about how, like, this is the best stretch of his career. He was at it again tonight. It's amazing to see. He has evolved. He has grown up. He has learned how to pitch, specifically in New York. And we'll get to Devin Williams, but Jazz is back. Fresh out of the Somerset Patriots, Jersey Diners. He brings that energy here. Him and Volpe. I mean, Jazz breaking up the no-no, that bloop. You had to know the blast was coming. Dinger Tuesdays. I'm done betting because I'm popped off of betting on the Knicks and betting on Juan Soto to homer. Of course, he homers tonight. But yeah, you had to know a bloop and a blast was coming. And you had to know that entire game that Devin Williams was going to come in. It was going to be a close game. He was going to come in for the save. And everybody brace for impact. I listened to Luke Weaver on Susan Waldman's manager report, manager show pregame, and, you know, she talked to him, and he felt something stretching. He's down for a while. Okay. It's Devin Williams' time, and we learned today that, you know, it's not going to be easy, man. Devin Williams goes out there tonight, and I have not been this uncomfortable watching a guy pitch. We're going to do this into the All-Star break. We'll break down the at-bats and talk about Devin Williams. We'll talk about DJ LeMahieu at second base and Jazz being at third and how long that is going to exist for. We'll talk about all the little things with the Yankees and the Mets. I already mentioned Ronnie Mauricio being up here. Juan Soto getting going. Juan Soto with a shot to right field. The Mets are battling. I mean, if the Mets win this game tonight, they got the tiebreaker over the Dodgers. They split against the Dodgers. And, you know, the Dodgers came out with the right energy tonight. Freddie Freeman dancing again. Max Muncy, that funky Muncy. The sports are sports, man. There's plenty of sports to talk about. I want to take a break. There's already a full rack of calls. We're 15 minutes in. I've got till 2 a.m. I want to talk to every one of you. Everything is on the table. We don't have to stay on Tom Thibodeau. It's over for him. But I know some people want to call with their thoughts and takes. And, you know, we've been talking Knicks every day, all day. We're going to shift into baseball. The Yankees are home for a homestand and good win. But, like, it's going to be a little shaky, man. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but it is what it is. They got to score 7-8 runs. They cannot. I don't know if my heart can handle it. I don't know if I could do that every night, but it is what it is. We got to do what we got to do. And the Mets, very impressive last night what they did in extras. Francisco Lindor, what a ridiculous stat. Every time this guy homers, the Mets win. I think there's 27 games in a row that he's homered and the Mets have won. He is the guy. But you've got Pete Alonso driving in a run tonight. You've got Juan Soto driving in two more runs tonight. It's 4-3 Dodgers, top of the fourth here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Night, well, mostly night. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, checking in on the Fan. You got me till 2 a.m. Let's talk about all the sports. You know, I feel like the Knicks have dominated the conversation so much. They lost, they're eliminated, and now they lost their head coach. So, well, you know, I'll take those calls first, but the Yankees won. The Yankees are back home. It's about to get hot out here. It's about to get warm out here. They got to score runs. They gotta get to the ninth with a 4-run lead minimum. They gotta score 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 runs. Just so I'm the type of person, yo, that if the Yankees blow the game in the ninth, that is going to severely impact my mood for the next day until 7:05. Like, I can't do that, yo. I really can't. So I just hope that get Devin Williams right. And it's not so much of a struggle or a battle. We'll get to it. But let's talk about Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks. Bones is in Connecticut first on the Fan. What's up, Bones?
How are we doing, Keith? Shocking news today. But for me, I kind of thought it was necessary. But I didn't really think the team was going to do it. That absolutely shocked me. Now, the thing I'm worried about is, does this feel like a little bit of a knee-jerk response? I mean, the guy, like you said earlier, has brought this team and maybe you could argue Jalen Brunson and co did it instead of him, but I mean, he was the coach on the team that brought the Knicks back to relevance.
Yeah, I think it's a knee jerk reaction. I think it's a reaction that, or I think it's a decision that is made because they're upset. They're mad that the, you know, season went how it went, and I think a lot of this is tied into they talked about having you know, a meeting with the players at the end of the season, like a season in review and going over things. And I think this came out of those conversations.
So you think it wasn't just you know, Dolan who put his foot down?
Ultimately, I think it was Dolan's decision. Yeah. You know, we've heard about Leon Rose and his relationship with Tom Thibodeau. Rick Brunson and Jalen Brunson, we know their relationship with Tom Thibodeau. So, like, I think somebody overruled them all, and I think okay. It had to be the owner.
Sure. Now, you look at the field, though. Like, who are they going to replace him with? I mean, Johnny Bryant is the leading man in terms of the odds. Who I know he's, you know, got experience with the team and whatnot, but... You know, are they going to shove somebody in here with a lack of experience? Are they going to try and get Malone? Like, I don't see where this is. Like, I don't need a David Fizdale situation on my hands. I don't need that.
Yeah, and that's the next thing. Thanks for the call, Bones. You know, so that this doesn't look like a knee-jerk reaction. It doesn't look like a reaction to the way that the season ended. You would like to see them move swiftly here. You would like to see them press the right buttons here, right? If you're a Knicks fan, you hope that there's a plan. You hope that this just wasn't like we lost to the Pacers back-to-back years. We interviewed the players on their exit meetings. Too many of the players had something to say about the coach. And so we listened to the players and we made a decision that it was time to go in another direction. Now, you know, the Knicks released a statement. They said, "Our organization is singularly focused on winning a championship for our fans. This pursuit led us to the difficult decision to inform Tom Thibodeau that we've decided to move in another direction. We can't thank Tom enough for pouring his heart and soul into each and every day of being the New York Knicks head coach. He led us not only with his class, yada, yada, yada. Ultimately, we made a decision we feel is best for our organization moving forward." Okay. So, like, you felt like you needed a new voice. And, like, I get it, because the narrative around this coach is... he's old school, he's stubborn, he's stuck in his ways, and he changed his ways. Like, did he change his ways because of conversations that were being had after they blew game one? Like, I would like to know, because in that last game six press conference, he looked comfortable. He looked like he was setting up for an offseason. There was also a tweet from Bobby Marks referring to James Dolan on the Roommates podcast in March, where the quote was, "There were times when we've sort of reached for that shiny, sparkly object. Maybe this is what we need, especially when things weren't going well. Let's bring in this guy and maybe he'll turn it all around for us. Sometimes it's players, sometimes it's a coach. What I learned over time is that doesn't work. It really doesn't. You really have to do fundamentals, the basics. You've got to build a team. You've got to build an organization. There is no waving a wand over a team and all of a sudden make it a great team. It doesn't happen." So if he just said that 3 months ago, less than 3 months ago, you're going against what you just said, because Tom Thibodeau built this team and built this run that your organization has been on of going to the playoffs, winning a round, now the progress of getting out of the second round, back-to-back 50-win seasons. Like, whose decision was it? That's why I think it's Dolan's. And I think when you're an owner and when you're not really in the trenches with these guys, you can kind of make a reaction like that. And you could also get the wrong information. They say if you want to make the wrong decision in life, get everybody's opinion on the subject. And maybe you had too many opinions on the subject. And there was a lot of talk, right, about Carl Anthony Towns and Brunson. And that's what's crazy, too. The coach gets fired, and he's the fall guy. He takes the blame. But the players didn't play well enough. And I don't think there was any amount of coaching to get them to beat the Pacers. All day Sunday, I kept saying, tip your cap to the Pacers. Tip your cap to the Pacers. Their organization, their front office, small market team, who found a way to build that team the right way, a team that's not paying any luxury tax, a team that back-to-back years knocked off big, bad New York City. Rick Carlisle, who's a champion, you know, and knocked off a big three in LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh. And he's a good coach. Like, sometimes you got to tip your cap and just be like, yo, this team was better than us. We weren't beating them, even though we were favored. 888-808-1019. Sandy in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, Keith. How you doing? Thanks for
good.
Taking my call. I just have to disagree with what you said. I don't think this was a knee-jerk reaction at all. We got annihilated by the best teams in the league all season long. Teams did not have any counterpunches. We had zero offensive game plan. This league has passed his coaching techniques by. It's a fast-paced league. We play slow. We cannot compete with the fast teams. If you think having JB dribbling the ball up and using two-thirds of the shot clock to get what he wants and then dishing to guys when he's stuck or trapped or can't get his shot, these guys are never in position. The body language all season long, or the rest of the players told you that. Look at the plus-minus in the playoffs. When JB was on the court, we were minus, okay? Halliburton had double, triple the assists of him every game. JB has the ball in his hands every possession, okay? And to blow, we built a 17-point lead in the first game, okay? When he came back in, we blew that game. So, you know, that's the coach has to correct the problems. And he indicted himself when he had to use all those guys on the bench that never play in important minutes in the most important games of the season. Okay, so a change was needed. His offensive game plans were horrible.
Thanks for the call, Sandy. Now, in a knee-jerk reaction, this I said was percolating. There were conversations all year about Tom Thibodeau. There were conversations all year about him not playing his bench, the minutes police running guys down. But I think this was like this. He was safe after the Celtics series. Like, I think this came about because of the disappointment of how you lost to the Pacers. And if it's not a knee-jerk reaction, they better have some swift moves coming up. They better have a head coach in mind and some quick moves of how to improve this team. I know, watching these games and talking about these games, Tibbs is a defensive coach. How come Tibbs can't call a timeout and draw up a play? How come he never has an inbound play? How come he's not calling timeout? Like, the guy had his flaws, but he's still the architect of this run of winning seasons. If you do not win at the clip that you've won, if you do not get back to the Eastern Conference Finals, there's going to be a lot of talk. But I understand, like I said, he's old, man. You know, they're showing the pictures of him with his mullet and how long he's been in the game. I mean, if you go back to Minnesota, you go back to Chicago, you go back to, like, it's a reoccurring theme with him. This is the end of the road for him. But who's next? Young Alex in Lakewood is next.
What's up, Keith?
What's up, man?
So with the Knicks, first of all, I think one of their biggest problems is that three of their top six players have a problem that they have one very clear weakness that you could always attack. And they need more well-rounded players. Besides, with Brunson and Towns, you need more well-rounded players and good defenders. I mean, although Mitchell Robinson's a good defender, he doesn't know how to knock down a free throw. So,
yeah, if you're in the Eastern Conference Finals and you're starting Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Mitchell Robinson, Rick Carlisle knows exactly what to do to all three of them.
And let's say you trade Josh Hart.
Josh Hart, too.
He's making a nice amount of money. There's three guys I think Milwaukee's selling, and there's two free agents and one guy who has an opt-out who I think would all fit well in the Knicks. Bobby Portis, who's a former Knick, but he doesn't have weakness in his game. He plays everything good. I think he could fit over there. Brooke Lopez.
No more second tours. Yeah, he was here when they had too many forwards.
Okay, Brooke Lopez, you don't think could fit on the Knicks?
I think he's washed. Of course he could fit because he's a scoring big, but, like, he's 40.
He's very good defensively. This year he was for sure a top 10 center in the NBA defensively.
I mean, maybe they explore it because they got to explore every option.
And Gary Trent, he was one of the most underrated players for the Bucks this year. He's shooting the three very well. He hustles. He plays defense.
So you're a Bucks fan, Alex. You want Giannis to the Knicks. You want the trade.
No, I don't want Giannis to the Knicks. I want him to go to San Antonio. I'm intrigued by Wembanyama and Giannis.
Okay. What are you thinking about the Yanks?
So what I'm thinking about the Yanks is I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, but if our rotation has two aces this year so early in the year, imagine next year when Cole and Heal are back.
I start to do that, you know, and later we'll read some stuff from the Brian Hoke article about Garrett Cole, and, you know, I start to do that, and then I'm just like, I don't want to give up this year. What if this is the year? You know, what if we win it without Cole? That happens. You know, teams win without star players all the time. What if we win it without Cole? And what if we can go back-to-back with Cole next year? Like, yeah, I know. It would be great to have Garrett Cole.
Last year, we were talking about Chase Hampton before he got injured. What happened to him?
He got hurt, right? Didn't Chase Hampton get hurt this year?
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Chase Hampton got hurt this year. He's getting Tommy John. Yes. Yanks pitching prospect. He got hurt in spring training, I believe. He's, like, very early. He's getting Tommy John, so he's going to be gone for a while.
I heard he threw out the first pitch by Somerset. Congrats.
Yeah, I'm rocking the Somerset Patriots Diners hat. Jazz was just there. Like I said in my open, he brought that energy from TD Ballpark. The Somerset Patriots are a great organization. I got to go see that tunnel that they always have the pictures of everybody coming out of. I really got a good experience over there last Friday.
Who do you think is going to be good from that?
I got to chop it up with Spencer Jones and George Lombard Jr. I know we've been waiting for Spencer Jones a little bit. George Lombard Jr., I think, is a guy who's on the fast track. And
They both look pro ready. Do you have any underdogs that you think are going to be good or no?
This kid Martin, I got to look up. He was he had a good game when I was there, and we were talking about him.
Yeah, I like all of our catchers, but the thing is they have way too many catchers. Wells was a top prospect. They have a guy in AAA. They have Flores in AA. They have way too many catchers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You need more catchers. The Yankees always give away catchers.
You have like seven of them who could be talented, but if you have Flores, if Wells starts hitting, then what are you doing with all your catchers who you're just letting age in the minor leagues?
You're letting them develop. Thanks for the call, Alex. 888-808-1019. Taking Yankees calls. I know there's Yankee fans listening. We're coming off of the Yankees win and the Yankees post-game show. But, of course, I know there's a lot of people that have been waiting hours from Evan and Tiki to talk about the Knicks and Tom Thibodeau. You know, however you feel, we won't know whether this was the right decision, you know, for almost another year. I mean, we might know during the regular season. Let's see how these guys respond, right? I say that I think it was a knee-jerk reaction because I don't think that the best player and captain of your team wanted this. I don't think that Leon Rose wanted this. But can we say that this was something? Yeah, this wasn't so far-fetched. I took calls. People were calling for his head in the Detroit Pistons series. But then you upset the Celtics and it's like, oh, he's safe. Look what he did, you know. He's safe. That look at the defense that they applied on the Celtics. I mean, a lot of that series was the Celtics just bricking shots and missing shots and being so stubborn about shooting the three and not doing anything else. But you give the guy credit. But you know what? I said this 100 times. There's no participation trophy to be had. There was no participation trophy for Tom Thibodeau beating the Celtics in the second round. Once you knock off the defending champs, you got to go get it. I didn't ever believe that they could win it. But they believed, their organization believed, and that's what the mission statement, that's what the memo that went out today said. The first sentence, our organization is singularly focused on winning a championship for our fans, and they don't believe that this guy can lead you to victory. He hadn't done it anywhere else, and that was the narrative as well. Some good teams, but never crack through and win. Some good teams, but they get run into the ground in the regular season. Some good teams, but they never have a bench. And when you're about to watch this finals, you're about to watch a lot of bench guys play. You're about to watch two teams that are not shy about playing 10 guys. And you got to adapt to the modern day NBA. So clearly, somebody in the building realized, hey, this guy is not going to adapt or change. We got to change. If we are in this window where we came in third out of all the NBA teams this year, and the writing is on the wall for us to take a step forward next year and potentially beat the Pacers, it's not going to come from Tom Thibodeau's old school mentality and schemes and strategy. We got to go somewhere else, but let's see where they go next. I don't know where they go next. And I think a lot of the fans were shocked today. I think a lot of the fans were looking around today saying, is this a mistake? Is this like the old Knicks? And then names start getting thrown out from Jay Wright to Dan Hurley, Mike Malone, Taylor Jenkins, Jeff Van Gundy, Johnny Bryant. I think the sooner they can name a guy, Jason Kidd, I think the sooner they can name a guy, the sooner you'll feel better about it. And you know, these off seasons for the NBA, they go quick. And you got to start putting the pieces of the puzzle together fast. And from what I believe, okay, you got rid of the coach now. He's the fall guy. You know, heads have to roll. You got to sacrifice somebody for this, you know, coming up short, this pain that your fans are feeling, losing in six to the Pacers, losing to the Pacers back-to-back years. But what do you do now? Who's the next guy? 888-808-1019. Jay is out in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing, Keith? First time caller. My cousin Earth told me to call up and voice my opinion, so that's what I'm doing. I feel like your firing Thibodeau was a great move. If you look at Thibodeau, like, one, he's stubborn, and the definition of insanity is to repeatedly do the same thing expecting different results. Look at the offense he ran with the Chicago Bulls. Derrick Rose, you do everything. The rest of y'all play defense and try to get involved where you can. He goes to Minnesota. Basically, he has Kat and Andrew Wiggins there and Jimmy Butler. You kind of do your thing and get these dudes involved, and y'all dudes play defense. And then he comes to the Knicks. And as good as Jalen Brunson is, it's the same thing. We have no player development. We don't move the ball around. I'll tell you another reason I feel like he should be fired. I'll give you a name. Obi Toppin. He went from playing 5 minutes a game because Thibodeau had him nailed to the bench because he wouldn't go into the rotation, signs with Indiana, and now he's playing 15 to about 18 minutes a game, and he's a solid contributor on a team going to the championship. But our coach, we're the team that drafted him, and we couldn't do nothing else. And then we got to get rid of Kitten Towns. I'm so tired of Kitten not being able to just stand there and put his back to the... Yeah, I mean, come on. Yo, let me ask you something, Keith. When last time you seen Kitten dunk on somebody? Let's be real. Go to the hole and just impose his will and dunk on somebody. Do you realize he was the tallest and heaviest dude in almost all three of these series? And I think for the playoffs, he got 2 blocks.
Did he only have 2 blocks? I don't know if that stat is correct. I feel like he had more than 2 blocks. I know he had a ton of rebounds. But I also gave him some grace because he had the knee, he had the finger. But you're right. As big as he is, he doesn't play like he should. Like, there should be more Shaquille O'Neal type dunks. There should be more aggression and attitude. There's a lot of falling on the ground. There's a lot of crying for the refs.
I'll do you one better. He doesn't, I feel like Miles Turner and them got all their fouls battling Mitchell Robinson for offensive and defensive rebounds because when Kitten has the ball, he's comfortable just pulling for three, taking fadeaways. He's not even putting pressure on them nine times out of ten. He had that one good game where he was going to the hole. He was being dominant. He getting to the foul line. And guess what? That was the game we was able to slow them down. We was able to stop Indiana from scoring. But any other time, guarding Kitten, you get a free one. Because he's the biggest dude out there. He comes to the box to post up, and next thing you know, Miles Turner got him getting a handoff from the guard at the 3-point line because he done pushed him that far out.
So you expect them to move on from him? You expect they fired the coach, and you expect them to move on from this guy after 1 year?
Listen, this is the same losing combination that Minnesota had to get away from, and I just feel like we need to bring somebody in here who can take the ball out of Brunson's hands. I think for us to win, he cannot be averaging 28. He needs to be around 23, 24. We need to get ball movement around. We need to start. Yo, Tom Thibodeau was playing campaign. Yo, I'd rather him bring in Tyler Kovic, which I know is going to get about 4 or 5 assists in about 10, 12 minutes, than bring in campaign, who's going to shoot 5 3-pointers.
He's leaning on the veteran and the experience of playing in the playoffs versus a rookie. But I heard you, Jay, for real. I get it. And I'm not a Knicks fan, so like I don't have the passion. I don't have the pain like that, but I understand. I don't know where they go. This is a perplexing Pegasus. You fire the coach and anything goes now. Cat is not safe. You want KD? You want Giannis? Maybe. I think they're going to try and bring in a made man, a star player. That's what they did bringing in Cat. He was an all-star this year. He was y'all MVP at points of this year. He was compared to Ewing at points of this year. He won you games in this playoffs, but ultimately it wasn't good enough. So you're ready to move on from him after 1 year, after giving up Randall, after giving up DiVincenzo to get him? I don't know. They were all technicalities because you couldn't pay Ihart. Mitch was hurt, so you needed a big. And supposedly Leon Rose had his eye on Cat for a couple years, and they punched it. What about Bridges? Is Bridges going to take less to be on this team? I just think anything goes now. Brunson, I think, obviously is safe. Captain took less, and like the savings on his contract kick in this upcoming season. I don't know. But like, I'm not paid to know. Leon Rose better have a plan, because that's the only way that this decision doesn't look like a mistake. 888-808-1019. It feels like a decision that's kind of brash. It feels like a decision made off of emotion. It feels like they just got tired of Tom Thibodeau. And I don't know how many voices were voicing that they were tired of Tom Thibodeau. I don't know. Like Mikal Bridges spoke up during the season about the minutes, saying it played a bench. I really don't think. You know, somebody in my live chat was like, oh, Jalen Brunson signed off on it. I'm like, nobody knows that. How do you know Jay? I'm sure he knew about it. But, like, we just heard him Saturday night almost take offense to being asked a question. So, I don't know, man. I don't know where they go from here, but they need answers fast. And this fan base is going to be highly upset if they take a step back. But that's another thing, too. If you take a step back for a year, but then you're able to get there in 2027 or 2028, and that's probably it, because the window for Brunson and like this group as it's, you know, currently constituted is probably only for the next 2 to 3 seasons at the most. David is in Virginia on the Fan next. What's up, David?
Hi, Keith. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it.
So let's assume that the Knicks can't change their personnel. They really don't have much. They don't have any draft capital to trade. So Towns and Brunson are going to be back, and we know that both are defensive liabilities. Tibbs' scheme defensively obviously didn't work against Indiana. Indiana was able to gain a competitive advantage every possession. The Knicks need a coach cut from the Nick Nurse, Eric Spoelstra cloth. coaching really magnifies itself in games decided by 10 points or fewer. What a Nurse and Spoelstra are able to do, they're able to mix in a little bit of zone. Tom Thibodeau is a great defensive coach, but he has not shown an ability to mix in a zone. And when you're trying to defend the three-point line, and when you don't have great pick-and-roll defenders, you need some way to take away the three, and you got to be able to mix in a zone after a timeout, on some sort of a dead ball, 2 to 3 critical possessions for a fourth quarter, ride it out. Nick Nurse was obviously very successful mixing in a triangle and two. If it wasn't for a triangle and two and obviously a bunch of injuries, he wouldn't have an NBA championship and he wouldn't be as renowned as the coach that he is. Spoelstra is obviously known as a guy who can mix in his own well. You're not going to get those guys, but I do think it's critical that the next coach of the Knicks, because of the fact that they don't have great defensive personnel, and I don't want to move on from Karl Anthony Towns because there aren't a lot of guys like him. He is a very versatile big man. Is he perfect? Of course he's not perfect. If he was perfect, we wouldn't be able to get him. And Jalen Brunson is also a defensive liability. So for 7 to 8 possessions a game, potentially 3 to 4 critical possessions in the second half of a game, I would like to see a coach who could mix in a zone. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
You might be right. You might be on to some. Thank you for the call, David. I think it's deeper than that, too. Like mixing in a zone. I think they're going to keep this combination and just add a deeper bench and some other player, maybe one other player. And I only say that because I just like don't see a world where like what you gave up to get Karl Anthony Towns and what you gave up to get Mikal Bridges, what do you expect to get back now after 1 year? The ransom that you paid for Bridges, you're not getting half that back. And if everybody in New York is this down on Karl Anthony Towns, who is looking at him like, yeah, send him over here. We want him. It's a lot to think about. It's a like, this is a hell of an equation. This is calculus to get this Knicks team over this hump, to get this Knicks team. I can't wait to watch the Pacers and Oklahoma City Thunder play. Like, we're going to learn a lot watching those two teams play. And I think the Knicks are waiting to watch those two teams play as well so they can make some decisions on what they need to do to match up with them. Because it's not only the Pacers, right? You beat the Pacers and you get to the finals next year, like in theory, right? And we don't know what the complexion of the NBA is going to look like. We don't know who's going to be hurt. We don't know whatever. But in theory, it's the Pacers standing in your way for these 2 years. They could be standing in your way next year. You beat them and let's say you face OKC in the finals and you don't have anything for them. What, are you going to fire the next coach? You're going to get rid of the next? Like, no, I think this is the group, honestly. I just think that what you gave up to get these guys, you gave up that price because you feel like these are the guys and you just got to improve this team around the margins and get the right leader, get the right coach. Immediately, I thought, hey, they need a younger voice. They need a more modern NBA coach. An offensive-minded guy. Like, it's not too complicated to implement a zone and tell these guys, you know, what part of the floor to be in. Let's take another Knicks call here, and then when we come back, I want to play Mad Dog. I heard Mad Dog going off today. And you know what? I always am glad when things like this happen during the day and I get some time to listen to everybody else and think about it and then come talk to you guys because, like, hours have gone by. I think it was a mistake, and I'm sticking to where I was about, you know, running it back and staying the course and continuity and evolving and gelling and growing. And I just feel like, okay, now you got a different head coach coming in. You might as well, if you change the coach, like that's starting at the top. You change the coach, go ahead and change the team. Try to trade Karl Anthony Towns. Try to trade Bridges, but I don't see you getting back what you think for them. And I don't think guys like Giannis or KD are the answer. I don't. One more call, we'll break, and we'll say good morning on the other side, and we'll start with Mad Dog to kick us off after 12 a.m. Chris in Port Washington on the Fan. What's up, Chris?
First of all, how are you going to set me up to have Mad Dog behind me? I'm screwed, man. This call's going to suck.
You got it. Forget I even said that.
Come on, dude, man. I'm a little tight. All right, so listen. The Warriors, underrated trade partner. They should get something from them, right? The Magic, trade partner, get something for them, right? And the Suns, trade partner. Rose has to get rid of Towns. He has to, because if he doesn't get rid of Towns, now it looks like the players are running the asylum. And if he doesn't get rid of Towns, this smells and reeks of the old Knicks. This smells like a Dolan.
Yeah.
It does, man. It really does. You know what? He had the biggest ups. And I want to get rid of both. I would get rid of both of them, because there are guys out there who aren't on the Supermax that would take Towns. Towns is built for Orlando, right? Him and Curry playing together, they have guys. They need a center. What's stopping them from trading Jimmy Butler? You get Jimmy Butler and the forward, and you give up Towns and McBride or somebody like that. There's ways to get rid of him. There's ways to get. He is going to be the scapegoat forever. He's going to be the Alex Rodriguez. He is going to be the guy that is blamed for everything. And if Rose wants to hitch his wagon to that star, they're in trouble. Would you say no if the Magic and the Nets and the Knicks all got together and the Knicks got Jonathan Isaac for Towns and had all that financial stability, and then they had money to go out and get Mikal Beasley?
Jonathan Isaac?
You wouldn't.
I don't know.
You wouldn't. And I'll tell you what. You get me Beasley, Steven Adams, or no, you get me Beasley, Keith Mitch, and Jonathan Isaac, and you have $40 million left, or $30 million left. Financial stability. Bridges doesn't have to take
Is
a pay,
that
right?
Going to be a championship caliber squad? Like, is that going to...
you can...
That's the goal now.
Sign,
that's what I'm saying. The stakes are higher than ever now.
Okay. If you could... But then you could take that money and sign a player to score. They're not going to go anywhere. This is another thing, too. They're not going to go anywhere until they get a shooting guard. They have no guy other than Brunson to bring the ball up. Because the way Tibbs did things, they didn't practice all year. Nobody seems to recognize this. The Knicks don't practice. He brings them into a gym in August. He sweats them out to death. Conditions, that's it.
In the Dodgers game, the Dodgers are not really, or the Mets are, at least the Mets game, the Mets are battling the Dodgers. And after Juan Soto homered to make it 4-3, the Mets make it happen and follow up. This is a Pete Alonso and Juan Soto game right now. Pete Alonso doubled, and Francisco Lindor scored after he worked a walk. And now the Mets have the lead 5-4. I believe Tyler McGill is through five, and now we are in the bottom or the top of the six. So keep an eye on the Mets, still taking calls on the Yankees. But I understand you guys want to get your thoughts across and your opinions across on Tom Thibodeau, and you should. If you're a Knicks fan right now, you got to be either excited or worried. And either one is perfectly fine, because that's what happens with the unknown. 888-808-1019. Coming up next, I do want to play Mad Dog. And I still want to hear you guys trade machines. Like, I never used to be in that trade machine, but I know people are always on the NBA trade machine trying to cook some stuff up. And I want to know, like, I guess, is that the next move, right? You get rid of Tom Thibodeau. You got to get rid of Karl-Anthony Towns. Something tells me that it's not that simple. Something tells me that, you know, you have two all-star starters this year in Brunson and Towns. You're just going to get a different coach that can get the most out of them and then add a couple other different pieces around them to make the team better. But maybe he's right. I don't know. Maybe you got to get rid of Karl-Anthony Towns because he's going to be the fall guy. I don't know, man. I just think this is now a high-stakes game of poker. You got to play the cards you're dealt, and you got to play your hand right. If not, you're going to crap out. You're going to be at the table with zero, and these fans are going to be mad as hell.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.